Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of the 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. Today's episode, I am going to talk about the certain demographic, which are the baby boomers. So if you are 65 and above, this episode is for you. I'm doing this episode because I don't have a lot of clients in that age group. Majority of my clients are in their 40s, 50s, and I'm getting a lot more inquiries now, people in their 30s. But the individuals that are in their 60s and 70s normally look at retiring in their backyard. So if you're in the United States, you're looking at maybe retiring somewhere in the Southwest, like Arizona or Nevada, or even New Mexico. Or if you're in the East Coast, maybe heading down south to Florida. And then if you're, I'm not familiar with what are some of the hot retirement spots in New Zealand or Australia. In the UK, for those of you in the UK, you're looking at Spain, maybe Italy, or maybe Greece or Portugal. But I want to talk about this because Thailand has a lot to offer for individuals in your demographic. My parents are in their early 70s. So when you're in your 60s and 70s, depending on where you're coming from. So if you're from the United States, you may be a little bit out of shape, maybe a little overweight. It's just common in America. A lot of people tend to be a little bit more overweight as opposed to Europeans. So maybe mobility is very difficult for you. You may not be as active. So maybe that's one of your fears of retiring overseas. And then the other fear is, oh, I don't speak Thai, so forget about Thailand. So I'm going to disregard all of that because Thailand does have a lot to offer. And the reason why is because my mom is in her early 70s. She's very active. She actually goes to the gym every single day. Before the pandemic, she was at the gym for about at least 2 hours a day, every day. She loved the gym. She would walk, she would exercise the machines. She has this whole group of other friends that exercises with her. Then she does a steam and a sauna and a pool. My mom's very active and she's very, very good shape for a woman of her age. My dad, on the other hand, is not very active, but he's trying to be more active. He's overweight, actually quite a bit overweight. Everyone in our family loves to eat, but my dad just kind of stopped exercising. But now he's becoming to be more active. He's swimming now. He's doing yoga. He's stretching. So I'm getting him to work out more. So you may fall in these categories. And my parents prefer living in Asia as opposed to States. Here are the reasons why. As you get older, you don't really want to drive as much. Driving has become an inconvenience. And for some of you, it may be a lot of you, when you're getting a little bit older, maybe you're mid to late 70s or be getting close to 80s, it's actually becoming to be dangerous. So driving a road is not fun. Like my mom would say, she's like, I don't like driving at night because my eyes aren't as good. And so she'll wear her glasses. But she doesn't like to drive. She'll rather walk or take public transportation. That's one of the great things about like Taiwan, which where we also live, but Thailand has a lot to offer you because when you're living in a place like Bangkok, first of all, you're living in a condo building that has all the amenities for you. The gym is either on, one of the lower floors or in the upper floor. It's a beautiful gym. Everything there is you need, some universal machines, treadmills, elliptical machines, everything you need, and all of them have infinity pools with a nice, beautiful view. And depending on your price point, they will be even nicer. Nicer gym equipment, larger gyms, steam and sauna in addition to the pools. Some of them even have on-site convenience, like a little store on a first floor. Some of them even have business centers. If you don't want to have a home office, if you're still conducting some sort of business. But the nice thing is there's a lot of conveniences for someone in your demographic. My parents love Thailand because they can walk to everything. They have their own condo and they never, they only take taxis if they actually rarely ever take a taxi. They usually walk to everything because everything is within walking distance. So from their building, within a 5-10 minute walk, there are literally hundreds to thousands of things to do just in that 10 minute walking radius. And then they live very close to the SkyTrain, which is the BTS. So if they want to go somewhere else, like to a mega mall, to a restaurant, go somewhere else, they just take the BTS. So they're rarely ever in a taxi. And the nice thing too, my parents have realized that because living in a place like Bangkok forces them to get out and walk more, they're actually a lot more active and they've lost weight. The problem with the American standard of living is people aren't very active. They live in large homes, they just get stuck at home. And that's the majority of my mom's friends that live in the States. They just stay at home, they don't do anything. My parents, you know, their US home, they live in Las Vegas. So if they're not at home, sitting around, doing nothing, watching TV, then they're at a casino, sitting down, spending money on slot machines, which is not conducive and not good. It's not good for your financial future because they have nothing else to do. That's one of the crazy things about the senior citizens that live in Las Vegas or even in Arizona because these indie casinos. There's nothing for them to do at home other than watch TV and be bored. So they'll go to a nearby casino and spend all day in these nickel machines or these penny machines and just sit at a casino spending their money all day long, spending away their pensions, their retirement, their Social Security. Complete waste of time and complete waste of money. That's not living, folks. Here in Thailand, you don't have, if you live in a big city like Bangkok or one of the large beach cities like Hua Hin, Pattaya Jomtien, or even some of the larger islands like Phuket or Samoa, everybody speaks English. You have nothing to worry about. Communication will not be a factor. You will not have a problem communicating with the locals. Everybody speaks English in these large cities. I don't speak Thai. My mom and dad don't speak Thai, but they have no problem communicating. They've never had a problem. Then the other thing too is financial future. My parents have done very well. And they've realized that living in Taiwan, living in Thailand, their money goes much further. So not just the fact that they're spending 3/4, 75% less than they would be in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, people move to Las Vegas from like California and other parts of the West because of lower cost of living, no state income tax, housing's a little bit cheaper, but it's still not that cheap. And you know it, it's still not that cheap. So here in Thailand, they have access to everything. My mom and dad love to get massages because, you know, they're getting older. They have a little bit of arthritis. They have some aches and pains. Like my dad, his lower back is always in pain. So right around the corner from their building, there's literally 20 to 30 massage shops that does Thai deep tissue massage or foot massages and day spas that cost as little as $7 to $8 an hour and you don't need a tip. That's another huge misconception about Thailand. You don't need a tip here. You're still gonna get excellent service. You do not need a tip. So isn't that a huge perk to be able to have a massage 2 to 3 times a week that's only gonna cost you $7 to $8 an hour? In addition to that, they never have to cook. Because again, hundreds of places to eat within walking distance. Average meal, $1.50 to $2. And also my dad got a personal trainer because I don't really wanna train him. It's just kinda, you know, it's like you don't wanna train family members because they don't wanna listen to you. They always wanna listen to somebody else. So if you wanna have a personal trainer, personal trainers in the States cost $50 to $100 an hour, even $30 an hour. Here, as little as $10 an hour, and they come to you. So there are so many perks. And the big perk is healthcare. Healthcare is by far way superior. Please do not let the label of second world country deter you. The healthcare system here in Thailand, in Bangkok, is far superior and much cheaper than any Western English-speaking country. Service is better, prices are more reasonable, and they actually care about you. It's not just come in, you sit for 5 minutes, you tell them what's wrong with you, and all they want to do is prescribe you something. They actually try to find solutions here. It's a huge difference. So don't worry about language barrier. It's going to be cheaper here. You're going to be more active. You're going to be happier. Your money's going to go further, and you're going to be much happier. So I hope this was helpful, and we'll see you in Thailand.